Okay, continuing on. This is actually today's daf, so we'll see how far we get. It says, we saw on Amar Aleph and Chavtes Amar Aleph a whole bunch of Amarayim who held that lechatchil you could say Havinenu. And then the Mishnah on... The Mishnah had said that if you're in a dangerous situation, you say tefillah kitzara. What's the difference between the two? The Gemara says havinenu boilitzluye gimel kamaisa v'gimel basraisa. If you're saying havinenu, you have to say the first three brachas in the normal fashion. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Yisrael Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov, and then you say atah gibar and atah kadosh, all those three, and then you have to say havinenu, then ritzei moedim and sim shalim. And however, if you're saying tefillah kitzara, that's your whole tefillah. V'chimati lebeisei, and when you come to your house, if you daven havinenu, you don't have to go ahead and daven again. You were yaitzei your tefillah shachras. However, but tefillah kitzara, if you daven the tefillah kitzara, you don't say the first three and the last three. You do not have to daven, not the first three, not the last three. V'chimati lebeisei, and when you get to your house, you do have to go ahead and repeat Ishmael Esrei. The hilchasa and the halacha is havinenu me'umid. Tefillah kitzara bein mu'umid bein bahalach. Havinenu you should say when you're standing, and at the tefillah kitzara is whether you're standing, whether you're sitting. The next gemara hayarechav alachamar v'higiyaz man. Tana rabbanan hayarechav alachamar. If somebody's riding on a donkey, v'higiyaz man tefillah, and it comes time to daven. Im yesh loy misha ya'achos eschamayroi. If you have somebody to whom you can entrust your and will hold your donkey while you go ahead and daven, yeirid lamati, you should go down v'yispalo and daven. V'im lav, and if not, yeshiv b'mekoymai, you should sit in your seat, you sit on your chamar v'yispalo and daven b'mekoymai. So the Tana Kama holds, either get down, and if you can't get down, you should just have the donkey stop.
How do you translate this to sitting in an airplane?
Sitting in an airplane. Let's see the next mandamah, because that's what we're passing like. Rebbe Amar Benkach or Benkach Yoshev and Mekayim V'Yispalo. No, you just sit in your place and you daven. Lefisha Ein Daitim Yoshevas Alav. You should just go ahead and sit in your place, because if we don't allow you to daven, and this it's Mavur and Rashi over here that you could daven even while the donkey is moving, because if not, ain't daiti mishavas lav, you're going to be upset. Like, I'm wasting time traveling over here. I'm supposed to be traveling, and I'm not traveling. Amar Rava v'yitem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'Rabbi. The halacha follows Rabbi. So the halacha is that if a person is in the middle of traveling, technically he is, if he can stop and he's going to be ruyig, then he should stop and daven. But if he's going to be very disturbed and he's not going to be able to daven a good Shemina Esrei, then technically he's allowed to daven even on the road. Let's say he's driving. He's allowed to daven even on the road.
In an airplane, he's certainly allowed to daven sitting down.
Yes. Now, there are some paiskim who say, there are some people who say, if you could stand up, let's say a person could stand up. Let's say he's on a big flight from Eretz Yisrael. So you're able to stand up fully and in your seat and you're not disturbing anybody else. So then stand up. But if the flight, let's say they put on the thing and the flight, don't make a fight, you sit down during Shemana Esrei. And you continue Shemana Esrei sitting down. Or let's say you're davening and the light is on, the seatbelt light is on. So then sit down, daven Shemana Esrei. Should you make a minion in the back? If you're on a flight that you know nobody's going to mind, and sometimes you can tell, so then, you know, they're the old Sabra, you know, flight attendants who, anyways, they're always upset. So you can go ahead and daven. You're not going to make them any more upset. So then you can go ahead and make a minion. But if you want to, if you want to daven without, you have permission from many paiskim to go ahead and daven in your seat and sitting down. And you do not have to go ahead and daven again when you get home standing up. It's not the greatest thing in the world. Let's say a person's davening, and let's say a person's on a road trip. So in a plane, that's the halacha. You want to join a minion in the back as long as you're not disturbing anybody. If you think it will disturb somebody, or the seat light is on, and or the flight attendants are freaking out, so then you go ahead, you daven in your seat, sitting down. If you are on a car trip, so then sometimes, let's say you're driving, and you're going to reach your destination, let's say 1:30 in the morning. So first of all, let's pass chatzos. It's not even lechatchila to daven ma'ariv anymore. Then you could daven while, driving. It would be best, of course, if you could stop. But if you're going to be frantic, because instead of arriving at 1:30, you're going to arrive at 1:50, 2 o'clock. So then you don't want to, you know, it's getting very late and things like that. So then you have this gemara that it's mutter. This gemara is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, again, don't take this thing lightly. If it's not such a big deal to stop 5 minutes for a Shemoneh Esrei, but if that's the situation, then you're allowed to do it. Tan Rabbanan Suma, a blind person who Mishaeni Yachal Lechaven Esaruch, and somebody who cannot figure out which direction he is facing. All he's got to do is Yechaven Libe Kineged Aviv Shebeshemayim. Just think about Hashem. Shenemar V'Hispadlu El Hashem. That's like we said. Also, if a person, even if he stops at the rest stop and he can't figure out which way is north, south, east, or west, it's very, very common to not be able to figure it out for those that have not figured out how to tell from the moss on a tree which way is the directions. So therefore, you just go ahead and daven any which way. You don't have to spend too much time figuring it out. Have you oimed bechutz la'aretz? If a person is standing in chutz la'aretz, you have an asli b'kenege Eretz Yisrael. Chatchila, you should daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'ispalu elecha derech artzam. And through the land. If a person is standing in Eretz Yisrael, Yechavan Esliba Keneged Yerushalayim, he should face towards Yerushalayim. Shenemar V'Yispalalu El Hashem Derech Ha'ir Asher Bechalta, that you chose. If a person is standing in Yerushalayim, Yechavan Esliba Keneged Beis HaMikdash, he should face towards the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar V'Yispalalu El Habayis Hazeh. You should face towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shenemar V'Yispalu El HaMakom Hazeh. Hayom Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. If a person is standing in the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is the protocol for the Kohen Gadol, I guess. Yechaven Esliba Keneged Beis HaKapiris. You should face towards the Aron. Hayom Acher Beis HaKapiris. Yiroi Atzma Kiilu Lefnei HaKapiris. Most, I think, players can pass can rule that this means, again, face the Kapiris, so face backwards. Nimsa Oimid b'Mizrach, if a person is standing to the east, Machzer Panav L'Mayr, if he's facing west. B'Mayr, Machzer Panav L'Mizrach, he's facing east. B'Darim, Machzer Panav L'Tzafan. B'Tzafan, Machzer Panav L'Darim. So, Nimsa Ukal Yisrael Mechavanim Eslivam L'Makam Echad. Turns out that all of Klal Yisrael is facing one direction. Has anybody ever been to China? I'm not sure. Do they face Mayrav there? They have signs all over that say Mayrav in Chinese instead of Mizrach. I don't know. But, what? Mayer for Mayer, exactly. Or if you're in Iran, do you face like, you go Dharam? I don't know, what's I'm not sure. Syrians face south, maybe. No, so I think not, though. I think that everybody faces Mizrach because of a different Gemara that's coming up.
South Africa, we face north.
What? South Africa, we face north. Really? Oh, okay, fine, so there you go. So we go with this Gemara. Okay, that's geschmack to know. So that's it, you have signs on like the sukkah that say Tzafan?
No, the first time I heard of Mizrach was when I came to America.
Really? That's great. Okay, so Mizrach is a American thing. Amar Rabbi Oven, the Itema Rabbi Avina, Maikra, what is the pasuk? Kemigdal David Savarecha, Banuya Lesalpiais. What does Talpiot mean? Talpiot, a neighborhood. Tel shekol piyos pointed by a tail, a mountain, which is the Har Habayis, that all piyos, all faces pointed by, face towards it. Okay, so there you go. Everybody faces towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash. So in Yerushalayim, you can imagine that all the shuls, they're not necessarily totally not facing east. It really depends on where in Yerushalayim you are. And who I didn't throughout Eretz Yisrael, in Tveria, all over. Tveria, you know, Beit Shemesh, and any city would have to angle itself towards Yerushalayim.
So if you're in a shul, let's say like Kin,
yeah,
well, basically the Oron HaKodesh is facing north.
So the Mishnah Berurah,
you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. Do you face the Oron HaKodesh or do you turn towards the east?
That's a great question. Mishnah Berurah has, if I remember correctly, that's one of the things that Mishnah Berurah has a stira about. One in Sharetzi and one in Be'alacha. I would have to look it up before I answer. But he talks about that case. And there's another shaila. Let's say you're in a place for... Okay, same idea. Let's say with Matala also.
Matala, the same thing. Yeah. Facing west.
Right. Yeah, so... Mr. Brewer talks about this case.
Yeah, but west, eventually going around the earth, goes east.
Well, I hear. Technically, if it was in an angle...
But north never gets to Yerushalayim.
Right. Well, I'm saying eventually, enough times, you'll somehow hit it. But yeah, you're right. I hear. I don't remember the... I know there's a steer in the Mr. Brewer about that one. And he says one place, he says you do it. You go with the... I don't know. What do they do there? They just face the Aron. They just face north.
They face the Aron.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Two ways are facing
Eretz Yisrael. Right. Everything's always facing Eretz Yisrael, technically. You go the closest route. If you're exactly in the middle, then you're in the Pacific Ocean. Then anyways, you're probably going to, you know, need a stabilizer. What? Right. It is, you could technically be in a spot on the world that no matter which way you go, you would meet Eretz Yisrael. I would say in that situation, you could do whatever you want. What? No, so in a chanam, you do whichever way is closest. That's the way you, because the point is that you're thinking about Yerushalayim and your tefillos are going through Yerushalayim, so you're facing in that direction. Like we said, even if you don't, if let's say you don't know, you just daven against the wall and you hope for Shemana, you hope for Yerushalayim. The tefillos can take a curve. So if you don't know, it's not like, even now that we daven to the Mizrach, I mean, it's not, we're not exactly aligned that our tefillos are going straight. Our tefillos are passing somewhere through, you know, Afghanistan right now. We're not exactly aligned with Eretz Yisrael. So, you do the best you could, that's all. Okay, Avua de Shmuel. Gemara says, Avua de Shmuel v'levi, ki havi boi l'mepak l'orcha, when they used to want to go on the way, havi makdimi, they proceed umatzli. They davened before they went on the way, before shachar, before the proper time. So they davened after, let's say, Alois HaShachar. V'chi havi mati zman kriyashma, and when zman kriyashma came, karu, they used to read kriyashma. Kiman, who did they pass like? Ki haitana, the tanya, like the following brisa, which states similar to the halacha. Hishkim latzis l'derech, if a person gets up early to go on the way. Mevi'in lo shofar, then they bring him a shofar v'toikeya. Lulav u'mena'anea. They bring him a shofar and he blows a lulav and he shakes it. Megillah v'kerabai. How on earth did they bring him a shofar? Where is he planning on going on Rosh Hashanah? Okay, I understand the lulav, maybe it means for Chol HaMoed. And a Megillah is Purim, but the Kaira, because she gives man Krishma. When Krishma comes, Kaira, he should read it. He should read Krishma. Hishkim leishev bekara in oibesvina. If he gets up early to go on a wagon or a boat, mispavli shadavan ukashigiyas man kriyashma. And then when the time for kriyashma comes, kaira, he should read the kriyashma when the time comes. Rabbi Shimon Raman Elazar argues. He says, "I'mer benkach ubenkach kaira kriyashma umispavli." No. Wait until the time of Kriya Shema comes and then daven on the road while your wagon or boat is going so that you finish Goal Yisrael and start Shemana Esrei right away. Kedesh Yismach Geula L'Tfila. What's the machloikes? B'maike Miflgi. Mar Sovar. The first man Darmer holds it's better to daven standing up, concentrating, and not have to worry about sharks and pirates. Tfila Mu'umid is Adif. Standing up straight and davening is better. Umar Sovar Mismach Geula L'Tfila is Adif. No, even though your tfila is going to be somewhat compromised and you're going to be davening sitting down, nevertheless, it's better to finish Goal Yisrael and go straight into a Shemana Esrei. Wow, we should not underestimate the power of Goal Yisrael and Shemana Esrei for this, we see. Marema Umar Zutra have a Mekanfi Bay Asora Bishabsa Derigla Umatli. Marema Mazutra, they used to gather, Mekanfi is to gather, 10 people, Bay Asora, 10 people, Bishabs on Shabbos of the Regal, in other words, Shabbos of that was before Pesach and before Shavuos and before Sukkot. And they, Marema and Marzutra, were the official speakers. They were the designated speakers. And all of the of Klal Yisrael, whoever was in that city, there was a massive amount of people. They used to go to the Beis Medrash to hear the speeches. So when the Zman Kriya Shema came, they used to read Kriya Shema, and the speaker used to speak. And the minhag was that the people used to slip away during the speech, 10 people at a time, and they used to daven. That's what happens in some shuls. During the speech, 10 people slip away at a time. I'm familiar with that. So therefore, these speakers, they used to go ahead and the actual speakers themselves, which is Marema and Mazutra, they used to daven beforehand, before the whole shachars. And afterwards, they would go to their speech. Rav Ashi, however, matzli b'hadei tzibura b'yachid miyushev. Rav Ashi, while he was in the middle of speaking there, he used to daven. In other words, he used to sit there, sitting there. He was sitting at the front, saying over his drasha, and he took a small break in the middle, sitting there, and he davened sitting down. And then kihavi osli b'esu, when he came back to his house, hadur umatzli mu'umad, he re-davened standing up. Amri le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, v'la'aver marka merei marmar zutcher, why don't you do, like merei marmar zutcher, daven before you go? Amr lehu, trichali milsa, it's too hard for me. Rashi explains that la'achav is a medrash atches bal. Trichali milsa means I don't want to be matriach. Earlier it meant something else. It's too hard for me here. Rashi says it means I don't want to be matriach the people by making them wait for my tefillah over here. The Gemara says v'la'aved marka avu adishmuel v'levi. why don't you do like Avuah d'Shmuel v'Levi, that they davened way before? That's the problem. You don't want to daven. He understood them to be asking, daven at the right time and push off the speech. He says, I don't want to push off the speech. So daven before Shacharis. Daven by Alois. It's a nice idea, but I don't see any elder Rabbanim doing this. That's not the Messiah. Interesting answer. Any Rabbanim older than me, I haven't seen doing this, and therefore, I'm not going to start doing it. We keep the Messiah, and we're not going to start innovating new Mahalchim. All right, technically, we would... 7:09. Okay, let's see if we can get to Amud Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Amar ain't tefillas musaf and ella bechaver ear. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says there's tefillas musaf. You only say it bechaver ear in a tzibur. The Chama Amrim, no, you even say musaf be yechidus bechaver ear v'shloy bechaver ear. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmai kal makam sheyesh sham chaver ear yachid pater mitfillas musafin. If there is a chaver ear, then a yachid is pater from saying tefillas hamusaf. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda haynu tayne kama. Rabbi Huda, isn't it the same opinion as the Tanakama? And I'm not sure why the Gemara held this, because I think the answer is pretty simple. But Ika Benayo, Yachid Shaloi Bechaver Ir. The difference is a Yachid not in the pub, not a Yachid Shaloi Bechaver Ir. If you have a Yachid who doesn't have a Tzibor around him, the Tanakama holds he is Pater, Sava Pater. Rabbi Huda holds that he's Chayef. A Yachid is only Pater if he's amongst the Tzibor, because then he's Yotze with the Tzibor. Amar Huna Bar Chinen, Amar Avchia Barav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. The Halacha follows that set, the third opinion of the Mishnah. Amar Avchia Bar Oven Shaper Kamrit. The Amar Shmuel, because it's true that you say that that's the Halacha. Because Shmuel said, Miyamai, during my entire life, Loi Matzlina Tzilusa De Musaf BeYachid. I never daven Musaf BeYachidus BeNahardo in my city of Nahardo. Lebar, except for my Ahu Yoyim De Asa Pul Musa De Malka LeMasa. One, except for one day that the army came in, the king's army came into the city. The Atrid Rabbanan, and everybody was in a tumult, and they didn't daven Musaf, and therefore I had to daven b'yachidus. V'tzali b'yachid. V'havi yachid shalai b'chaver ha'ir. And I was mekayim this because I was a yachid without a tzibur davening. So that's why I daven. That was the one time I daven Musaf b'yachidus. All right, we'll stop over here. Have a great day. We'll continue tomorrow.